All right, here we go. Welcome in. Coming to you live from the Strixon Studios right here in Daphne, Alabama. Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swingin' Bobby Hall, the director of golf at Quail Creek. The voice, Matt Brandt, with one of the owners, what I always call you, proprietor
right.
of Bujo's Cajun Grill and World Eagle TV's Doug Holton. We are set for a big Southern Fairways sports show today. A lot to get into. We got basketball to talk about. We got golf to talk about. A lot going on. But, Bobby, you're looking good this morning.
Oh, well, thank you, sir. It's a rainy day. It was easy to clean up. Just stood outside, got a bar soap.
He skipped over us, Matt. Did you notice that? We don't look good.
Well, I'm not through with you
Bobby
yet.
A lot.
I'm not through with you yet. Yeah.
Yeah, so a little wet at the Quail. We had about 3.25 inches of rain there at Quail Creek, so we're shut down this morning. And so get your rules straight before you go out and play. A lot of people are going to be playing lift clean in place because it's muddy out there. But call ahead and see if your facility's open and what's going on due to the weather.
Absolutely. Matt, what's going on over at Boudreaux's?
Well, we've dried up whatever got wet last night on the deck, and now we're ready to fill it back up with nice cool northwest breeze, cloudy skies, but always sunny on the deck at Boudreaux's.
There is always sunny right there. War Eagle TV's Doug Holton. How you doing, brother? And Doug, okay, wait, you look good too.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey, what about me? Come on.
Well, you're the best looking one in here, so we don't have to tell you.
Over you twice.
Yeah. So what's happening, Doug?
Well, doing great. Yeah. Looking forward to the day. Basketball, a lot of good golf. Watched a little golf yesterday. We got some great basketball. I think we're going to talk about in the next segment. And had a nice interview with Chad Baker Mazar this week on War Eagle TV, and we'll play some of that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to that coming up in our next segment. Of course, today's show presented by our good friends at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Be sure and visit them in Mobile. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. Hey, by the way, if you've got a question or a comment, you can go to our line at 251-343-0106. Again, 251-343-0106. Our producer, Steve Stanley, will certainly take that call or text, and we'll get you on here for sure. Tell you what, we're going to talk basketball, as we mentioned, coming up in the next segment. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to go out to our West Coast correspondent and talk with our good buddy, Vin Goodman. He will be on with us. We'll talk a little golf with him. One of the reasons, Bobby, a couple of years ago, you, myself, our West Coast correspondent Ben Goodman, and Scott Richborg had the opportunity to play where they're playing right now in Bay Hill at the Arnold Palmer's home, if you will. And, boy, what a big time we had.
That was a great time and good to see that facility. And we understood from Scott that we might have the time to meet with Mr. Palmer, and he
That's
expected
right.
him to be there, but something came up, and Mr. Palmer had to go to a meeting or something. But it was great to play Bay Hill. It's an outstanding track. It certainly challenged our game, but it was fun to play all the holes. And, you know, it's not an island hole, but the par five that wraps around the water, and you have to hit your tee shot in the right space, and then where are you going to lay up to? It was just a lot of fun watching it on TV all these years, and then to get to set foot on it was quite a thrill.
And let me help you through that one real quick. We did not take on the water, okay? We kept it right toward the sand track.
I was going to say that's Bryson's hole, right?
Exactly.
I had, you know, I was listening to Jordan Spieth yesterday talk to Smiley Kaufman on the broadcast, and Jordan was talking about the Masters dinner, which was Arnold Palmer's last. And I just couldn't believe it had been that long ago since Arnold Palmer passed away. Almost 8 years.
Has it been that long?
2016. No. So
because we went down to the Arnold Palmer. And remember, I came back, Bobby, and I said, man, he didn't – we got to see him and everything, and he didn't look good. Then that was his last year. I think he died in September of that year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when I heard Mark Lasseter talking on the way up here about honor, I thought about Arnold Palmer. You know, one of the guys you always think about in the game of golf. And I always remember going to the par three at the Masters and watching Arnie sitting on the bank, watching him walk by, and he gives a thumbs up to everybody.
You know, right.
Just a guy that was a tremendous influence in the game of golf, and we really miss him.
If you had to parallel him with someone in today's tour, who would that be for you? Would
That's
it be
a
Ricky
question.
Fowler? Would it be
Certainly, Ricky moves the needle like Arnie did. I'm not sure Ricky has the influence of an Arnold Palmer, but that's a good question. I'm not sure there's anybody at that level right now, but we'll think about that.
Any thoughts on that, Bobby?
I'd say Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
Would be first that comes to mind because he's so good and he pats everybody on the back and thumbs up. I'm sure he's had his few fits of anger. But overall, I think he respects the game and, you know, stays right in the pocket with the things that parallel Mr. Palmer.
Maybe Scottie Scheffler.
Oh, that's a good choice. I think it's almost hard to even put one person to even emulate what Arnold Palmer did for the game and just for his surroundings.
Right.
I mean, you could take a little bit of Rory, a little bit of Jordan, a little bit of Justin, a little bit of Scottie, put all those together, then you got Arnold Palmer.
Right.
That's how big he was and what he meant to the game, to the sport, to the people around it, and what he brought to it on any course, any place he was at. There was a lot of that honor there.
Yeah.
Just because he was there. He was representing. And seeing him at Bay Hill for all those years, shaking hands and thumbs up. And, you know, who does that now?
Yeah.
You know, what? I mean, Jack Nicklaus is probably the closest one at his tournament. He does that now at his tournament. But what an amazing man and the impact he had. Hard for anybody to live up to that by themselves, but they could do it with partners.
I had an opportunity to meet him back in 2006, 2007. He had flown in to be a part of anniversary for Kraft Farms. Of course, that's the only Arnold Palmer in the area for sure. He came in. I had met with him for just a minute, just as nice as he could possibly be. Got a photo made with him, and just a great guy. So, by the way, we'll be playing at that Arnold Palmer course tomorrow.
That's right.
For our second full field event on Southern Fairways Golf Tour at Kraft Farms Cypress
Bend.
Presented by Boudreaux's.
That's right.
Powered by Srixon and presented by Boudreaux's. Bobby?
Doug was just talking about he got to sit down and watch some really good golf over the weekend. Well, yesterday I saw some really bad golf as we were playing our practice round.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very much.
The wind was blowing. As you know, the wind and the weather wasn't very good yesterday, and it was going to rain, and we did get a little pocket of rain there for a minute.
But a little rain.
It was pretty hard there for a minute, but we played through the round. We got finished and have a great time at Kraft Farms. It was a lot of fun.
We're looking forward to it.
But, Doug, there was a lot of bad golf between me and Randy.
It was rough. I mean, that wind was pretty bad.
John played real good. Played real well in the wind, and it was nice to play with his partner, Rick. But I look forward to Sunday, and it's going to be another day, so we'll improve.
Sunday will be really nice.
Don't go out and play in the bad weather. You should be sitting in front of the television watching the – Bay Hill Classic.
Yes, but when you go across the pond, laddie, they never have a rain out. So, you know, we played in the rain, didn't we, Randy?
Well, Bobby, as a matter of fact, that leads us right into our Srixon tip of the week.
Well, you know, we're talking about Arnold Palmer, and this tip leads into something Randy and I are going to do for a fine gentleman this afternoon, is we lost our good friend Al Moore, and Randy and I are going to go to his with his family and remember Al. So on the way down, I started thinking, what can I say about Al Moore? And being a golfer, I didn't know Al that well, but as a golfer, I started looking through conduct expected by a player by the rules of the USGA. And Al Moore believed in that. Arnold Palmer believed in that. So to talk about your conduct on the golf course, and, you know, acting with integrity is one of the first things it says in our rule book. Following the rules, applying penalties, being honest in all aspects of the game. So here's your tip. You know, we like to play with good golfers. We like to play with people that have a good attitude. But respect the game. Play the ball as you find it, unless we're playing Live Clean in place. But rake the bunker. And Randy and I are big on that. But use your good etiquette. Be a sportsman. When a guy hits a great shot, pat him on the back. And if a guy beats you, just say, hey, you had a great round today.
And hand him the $20, Joey.
But that's how Al Moore was.
Don't gamble on the golf course, Randy.
So taking care of the golf course is one. Showing consideration to others, showing safety to others. Be considerate when you go on the golf course. You'll make more friends. If you go to lunch at the end of the round and you're sitting by yourself, there's a reason.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, if you get excluded from the game, there's a reason.
Yeah.
So mind your manners, be a good sport. And I think talking about Arnold Palmer today, you'll play with a lot more people. You'll be invited to more groups. You'll be invited to more guide trips. So use your etiquette and use your player conduct as the USGA rules say.
Bobby, you just answered the question that has been rolling in my head since yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. you got kicked out of a group, and I got kicked out of a group.
Well, it wasn't because of our conduct. It was because of our pocketbook.
That's probably what it was. That's probably what it was. No, good stuff for sure. Hey, let me mention real quick before we take time out. Our good friends, Lartigue's on the Hill has opened up. They are in Mobile. I saw Paul the other day. They're excited about their new location. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. So do check them out. They are at 4464 Old Shell Road right there in Mobile. We'll talk more about Paul Lartigue and BuzzBait and all those guys a little bit later on. All right, we take a time out. When we come back, we're going to talk a little basketball right here on Southern Fairway Sports. And we welcome you back to Southern Fairway Sports right here on the SFS Radio Network. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, and Matt Brandt. Be sure to check out our magazine. Joey Johnson is the publisher and editor-in-chief. He's produced another great magazine full of golf, travel, leisure, and more. You can pick one up, a free copy, at most any golf course, or you can go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com. All right, let's talk a little basketball. Doug, earlier in the week, Auburn had an opportunity, played well, and they were able to get another victory.
Yeah, Randy, they went out to Missouri. The Tigers have not had a great year. They've been close in a number of ball games, but haven't gotten a victory yet. But anyway, Auburn gets an easy victory in the second half out there, and it is a big weekend for college basketball this weekend. Tennessee is going to be the regular season champion, as we were talking a second ago, but a big log jam and struggle for second, third, and fourth in the SEC and that double bye in the SEC tournament next week.
No doubt. No doubt. You had an opportunity to speak to one of the players.
Yeah, we had Chad Baker Mazzara of the Auburn Tigers on the show Thursday night, and it's on the Twitter page. If you go to the website and click on the Twitter page, you can check out his interview there now. But Chad had almost a breakout game against Georgia last time when Auburn played at Georgia. Today they play at home against Georgia on Senior Day. It's going to be a great ball game, and we're watching a little golf here from Puerto Rico. Chad Baker Mazzara is from close by there in the Dominican Republic, and I talked with him a little bit about that the other day.
You know, to me, that's home, so, like, it's just everything for me back there. You know, I say family's there, friends are there, everything that I've known my whole life is there. So, like, to me, you know, that place has a really special place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Dominican, you know, it's amazing weather. Always good vibes when it comes to meeting new people or just like being around somewhere. Going to like the beach is probably like one of the best things you could do. You know, even the ocean water is warm, so man.
You get into the warm weather, right?
Yeah, a lot of warm weather, you know, great food out there. That's probably one of the biggest things that I miss, the food out there. So
yeah. Do you like to go out or you like to have your mom's home cooking?
Oh, no, I love my mama home cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sally out here, I got to eat out. But, man, when Mama Dukes came, she started chefing it up, man. I said, Mom, you might have to call back from work that something happened that you can make it back to another month.
What's your favorite dish that she cooks?
There's this Dominican dish called pastelón of plátano maduros. So it's basically like a lasagna. But instead of the pasta, you do smashed sweet plantain as the cover. And, oh, my God, man, what I'm telling you, you might fight the next dude right next to you for the next piece, man. You would, how good that thing is.
My man wants to get back home and eat, Doug. I can tell you.
I need him talking about Boudreaux's food because now I want to go visit his mom and have some of that Puerto Rican lasagna there. That sounds great.
But we did talk a little basketball as well. And, again, if you want to catch that, you can go to the website, OregonTV.com, and click on the Twitter page, and I put it up there, put the video up there last night.
Nice. That's pretty funny stuff right there. By the way, Auburn, as you mentioned, does take on Georgia in the jungle. That will happen at 5:30 on the SEC Network. Go through the rest of the schedule for you. Alabama will tip coming up in about 38 minutes. They're on ESPN as they'll host the Razorbacks of Arkansas. Texas A&M will travel to Oxford to take on Ole Miss, a 1 o'clock tip on CBS. South Carolina at Mississippi State, 1:30 on the SEC Network. CBS will also have Kentucky and Tennessee. Big game right there for Kentucky. All right, and we'll talk about the standings here in just a second, but that'll be a 3 o'clock game on CBS. Florida and Vanderbilt. Boy, I'll tell you what, Florida put it on Alabama this week down there. It was big. I mean, it was a tough game for Bama for sure. But Florida and Vandy, they will tip at 3:30 on the SEC Network. And then to round out today's schedule, Missouri is in Baton Rouge to take on the Tigers of LSU, a 7:30 tip on the SEC Network.
It's going to be a big day. Don't forget the ACC matchup today too, Randy.
It's a big one.
That's right. Duke, Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, it's going to be a big day. And as you mentioned, the standings, a big logjam in second place there. And it's going to be fun to watch all these games. Florida, as you mentioned, is playing well. They beat Auburn down there by 20, 25, whatever they beat them by. So, they're going to be a tournament team.
And, Matt, as you were talking about, of course, we know Tennessee is going to get the SEC championship 14-3 right now. Kentucky, Auburn, Alabama, and South Carolina all fighting for that second spot with 12-5 records. And then you got the Gators of Florida at 11-8. You go all the way down. Missouri, bless their heart. They have tried, but they have not won an SEC game this year. They're 0-17.
Yeah, I think they're trying to be a football school again. I think they've given up a little bit there. It's been a tough year for them, and I'm excited about the four teams at 12-5. I know Tennessee's done their job at the end, but to see that little logjam right there is kind of cool. Kind of like what we're seeing in the Bay Hill Invitational today.
So, a little bit of a logjam in there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Auburn, I know Monday and Tuesday you're going to go up there for a little golf tournament.
Yes, they are having the Tiger Invitational presented by Jason Duffner, who's playing in Puerto Rico right now. I think he's still playing. But big tournament. The Tigers just came off the victory at the Pinehurst Intercollegiate. And Jackson Coyvan, our true freshman, was the individual champion there. So it'll be fun to see the Tigers come home and play a good field Monday and Tuesday at the Auburn Club.
Well, it should be. I was looking to see if I could find where Duffner is right now.
We also talked with Coach Kleinard Thursday night on the show. And
yeah, what do you have to say?
He's excited, I think. You know, they've got Jackson Coyvan, maybe certainly the best freshman in the year, one of the best in the country and one of the best players in the country. So they're going to have a chance at the national championship. They've been ranked first or second all season, the fall and the spring now, so. It'll be interesting to watch them see how they do.
And we got to see that young man over at Fallen Oak.
Yeah.
Last year.
Almost got the victory there.
Yeah.
Close.
He can flat hit a golf ball.
Yeah.
He can flat hit a golf ball. By the way, Jason Duffner, he goes 76, 75, did not make the cut.
Yeah. He'll be
in
home
Puerto
for
Rico.
The tournament.
Yeah. So you'll have an opportunity. Because we were talking about having him on. So maybe you can get that for us for sure. Hey, next, we're real excited about next Saturday. We want to make sure you join us. We're going to be over Fairhope Golf Works. JT Pirine's going to be with us. Avery Reed. Avery, the Master Club fitter on the PGA Tour for many, many years, is going to be with us as well. We'll have a lot of golf to talk about. And I know you got a new set of clubs from over there, Matty O.
I did, and I just saw Avery last night, as a matter of fact. He and his wife came by Boudreaux's for a little dinner, and I was telling him about our next weekend, looking forward to it, visit them out there. Yeah, the club, the fitting, I had my lowest round I've had in probably 2 years, shot a 77 a couple weeks ago at Lake Forest, and really hit the ball really well. It's amazing what Avery did for me with really getting down, changing the shaft, changing the angle of the club face. I mean, so much that I had no idea was wrong with my current set. I knew my swing had challenges, don't get me wrong, but the clubs have so much more impact than I understood before Avery got a hold of the ones I was using, and it has changed my swing dramatically because I'm not trying to outswing my club. I'm just trying to swing, and it's amazing the difference with the weighting, the toe angle, all those things that he's helped me out with. So.
And Bobby, got about 2 minutes left here. How important is that? I mean, for a guy that maybe the average golfer that doesn't necessarily get a club fitting, how important is it for him to get a club fitting or her to get a club fitting?
Well, it's really important, and first of all, let me say it's a financial decision that you have to make because some of the new clubs out there are expensive. Avery and JT are going to have a little bit of a fee, but it's well worth it. If you're just going to play recreational golf, then just ask a local pro, get something in your hands that he thinks will fit you. But you guys that are really working on your game, you high school students out there that are thinking about playing college golf and college guys getting into college or have the opportunity to play, yes, you need to get fit. You need to go to somebody like Avery so that you can understand the needs just as you explained. Also, it cuts down on your practice time because you know you have the confidence in your clubs. Instead of working on something with a club that doesn't fit you, you're going to be working on maybe some bad swing mechanics. If the lie angle is too flat and you're slicing it, when you're going to be trying to hook it all the time and screwing up your swing. When you can get fit and trust your swing, as Matt said, makes a huge difference. It builds your confidence. So it's a financial responsibility that you have to put up front, but it is well worth it. If you're serious about your game, you better go do it.
That's worth a lot of money right there if you can get better clubs and don't have to practice.
Yes.
That's right.
There you go. There you go. It's like taking a pill, loses weight, right?
Don't have to practice as much because you know it's going to fit your game.
Yeah. And if you are looking to get better at the game and win more of that side money from Randy Bergen, getting that club fitting makes a big difference.
The club won't matter there.
Ooh, wow. I'll just take a pickleball. I might do pretty well. Hey, did y'all see where Paul Azinger, he didn't hold back talking about the breakup with NBC? Did you get to see that article?
Was it better?
I never found it.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. He says basically the PGA Tour is now basically the AAA for the LIV Tour.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, maybe he'd like to make some pods out there on the PGA Tour or something.
Yeah, and he made a suggestion. You love this, Bobby. He made the suggestion who should replace him. You know, they're going through a lot of different folks. Kevin Kisner has been on there. They've got I think they've got Luke Donald on week.
Kisner's pretty good.
I thought he did pretty good. Yeah. But he said, I'll tell you who should replace me and should be with Dan Hill every weekend. Sir Charles Barkley.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, we take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to head out to the West Coast and talk to our West Coast correspondent, Ben Goodman. We'll go talk a little Bay Hill when we come back right here on Southern Fairway Sports.
1, 2, 3.
And we welcome you back. Glad to have you on board with us. Randy Bergen, Doug Holton, Bobby Hall, Matt Brandt, and you. Of course, today's show presented by McConnell Automotive. Great sponsors, Boutros Cajun Grill. Couldn't do it without you, Matt. Couldn't do it without you, my friend.
Glad to be a part of it. Have been for, 7, 8 years now?
8 years.
8 years, man. That's great.
I appreciate you so much.
And I still like talking to you when we're not on the radio.
Wow, that hurt. Hey, also thanks to Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Ben Murphy Roofing, Eastern Shore Toyota and Hyundai, Peninsula and Craft Farms Golf Courses in Gulf Shores, Lisa Johnson Realtor, Boom's Thai Kitchen, and, of course, the PSR Radio Network. Coach Rick Cleveland, Coach Mark Laster, glad to have them on board with us as well. All right, we are efforting to get in touch with our West Coast correspondent. Did get a text from him. He got called into a meeting, so he might be a little late coming on. But, Bobby, we had the opportunity several years ago to go down and play down at before Mr. Palmer passed away. And that experience down there was really, if you've not, have you ever been to Bay Hill just as a spectator? Or
I have, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
First off, the thing that you see right away is that huge putting green and that clubhouse. Absolutely fantastic. Did you get to go into the clubhouse?
I did not. No? I don't think I did. I can't really remember. It's been a few years, but I went down there and just watched 1 year.
Yeah. Bobby?
What I liked about it was kind of cozy. It wasn't just real fashionable and, you know, glamorous and these big high windows and stuff. It was just like a guy's place to go. And I'm sure
an
that's
old
how,
club.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure that's how Mr. Palmer liked it. It was just you felt warm and at home there, and nice. Nothing was out of place. It was really cool to be there.
One of the things, Randy, I and Bobby and Matt, that I noticed watching the leaderboard I forgot about from yesterday, a guy that we haven't seen a lot of in a while because he had back surgery, is Will Zalatoris. Yeah. And he's up on the leaderboard, and the Masters is coming up.
Well, it certainly is, no doubt. Of course, let me go ahead and get you caught up on the leaderboard real quick. The Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard, being played at Bay Hill
Club and Lodge leading the way. Hideki Matsuyama right now at 7-under, along with Shane Lowry. Those two guys, Bobby, you'll love this. Strixon, obviously, a title sponsor for us. Those are Strixon guys. Russell Henley, Brian Harman, Wyndham Clark, all those guys, and of course, Scotty Scheffler. As you were mentioning, clogged at the top, Matt, that's where they are. They're all at 7-under, followed by Will Zalatoris, who is in 7th place alone. I got to tell you, this kid is I hated to see him go out with his back problems like he did a year or so ago, but he was on track to do some wonderful, wonderful things, I think, on the PGA Tour, and certainly glad to have him back on the tour. Emilio Grillo, he is say that one real fast.
Okay. Do I think you just did.
I think I did. He is at 5-under along with Stefan Jaeger. Justin Thomas at 4-under. He's playing some good golf. Let's talk about some of the guys we keep up with. Rory McIlroy, who I think Coach Cleveland said would be one of those guys we were comparing to Arnold Palmer. Rory McIlroy, maybe one of those guys as well. He is at 1-under. Jordan Spieth is even. Ricky Fowler, +1. And the rookie from Alabama, Nick Dunlap, is a +2 right now, T52. Mm.
You know, just speaking of Arnold Palmer again, I know we've talked about him a lot, but we were running out of time before. I can just remember when I was a kid, for the older people in the audience, going to the Greater Greensboro Open when I was a kid, the GGO, and you would get to the course – and you would look at the pairings and you would say, where's Arnie? You know, where is Arnie's army? You're going to go out there and watch him. That's just what you did in golf back then. And
he was the
one of the great ambassadors and the guy that brought golf to television, really, in the early 60s.
Absolutely. I remember some of his commercials, his Cadillac commercials, and then Pennzoil. And then he had was it Cooper Tire that he was with?
I think so, yeah.
And, you know, I was just watching the athletes that have been crowned with the most money. Of course, Jordan's at the top, and you go down the list, and Arnie's still right there at 4th. Wow. You know, and been deceased these years. And so his magnitude and what he brought to the table, certainly fantastic.
Looks like Knapp. Is that his name, the new guy, Knapp?
Yeah. Yeah.
He just tried to go for it across the water like Bryson at number 6 and didn't make it.
If you've not seen this kid on TV, yeah, he's got a really smooth swing, but you got to poke it out there over 300 yards to cut that, to get that hole, to get to the fairway on number 6, that long par 551 yards. But if you can cut it off, Bobby, and you can hit it over 300, I think it's 320, I think is where you need to be to carry it.
Where would you aim, Randy?
Well, I can tell you, see the sand trap to the right?
Right of the right bunker.
That's exactly where we found ourselves on that. But that was really, really cool to be able to go play there, and the greens were fantastic. And Bobby, what was your favorite memory from there?
I would say playing around the water hole, was able to hit a decent tee shot, went for it in 2 and just missed it off to the right, just a little short right, and then getting up and down for birdie there. I remember playing number 10 was the dog leg right, and had a little trouble on that hole. 11, I'd have to say 11, Vinny being down by the water. We're going to talk to Vinny here in a minute.
Hopefully
he was down by the
water,
and he had to hit this high flop shot up by the green and made par. That was a pretty outstanding shot he had to make. But all around the golf course, just knowing Arnie had been there, and that was his track. The whole day was special.
We were talking, Randy, about in the commercial break about Paul Azinger and his comments about leaving NBC, a little bitterness there, and talking about guys that can replace him. I was just interested, what do you guys think about Brandel Chamblee? He certainly made some controversial comments as far as a commentator on the Golf Channel. Could he be a guy they would step into that chair or not?
He's controversial, I think. I mean, he is definitely
very
anti-Liv. Got a great history, great knowledge of history about golf. And there's some people, you know, that he just kind of rubs wrong. I don't know. I mean, that
– a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot.
But so did Johnny Miller.
Yeah.
That's right. You know? That's true. Johnny Miller was definitely one of those guys.
Yeah.
I think Brandel's in his sweet spot right there on the Golf Channel because he can be controversial and that
keep
you know
job.
You expect that of him to keep his job. You get on the other side of that, he might say something that would rub feathers the wrong way.
Yeah.
So,
but who do you think, Bobby, would be good in that seat? Any thoughts?
Well, the next player, I'd love to see Ben Crenshaw in there a little bit with his history of the game. A sweet swinging Ben was,
You could sit there and listen to him for a long time, right?
I could listen to him for a long time. I sure could.
That's a good suggestion. I hadn't thought about Ben Crenshaw.
I think Ben's probably past that point, though, with television.
You probably got to find
– he's in his 70s now. So.
Yeah. But I think Kevin Kisner, as I mentioned before, is pretty good on TV.
But I think the only thing with Kevin Kisner, of course, him being a Southern boy, has got that Southern draw, and I don't know that the other parts of the United States care for that
too
much.
For that.
Yeah. You know, just
but
my thoughts.
But so does Crenshaw.
This is down the road a bit, but, I mean, Tiger Woods might need to start working on his enunciations. It looks like his announcing, I'm not sure he's going to be playing a whole lot this year. Looks like he's for Tiger Woods fans out there, he's not signed up for the Players next week, so that's a big miss, I think, for that tournament. And he might, I mean, the next one up, and maybe he'll join in for the Masters. I doubt he would miss that one, but he's missing the Players. I was surprised at.
You know, with so many, he made a point when Azinger says bring on Barkley. It's not a bad idea. Not all the time. Let's bring on John Smoltz a couple of weeks. John plays golf, good player. Played baseball. He'll bring some other perspective. Bring in a few celebrities from time to time. Justin Timberlake plays golf. I mean, you want your ratings to go up. Maybe a celebrity rotation type player. Bring in some ex PGA players. Bring in an LPGA player.
They might need to hire you as an NBC producer, Bobby.
That'd be great.
Huh? That's a good idea.
Please do.
You know, bring in somebody that, you know, a little star power there. Rotate them out a little bit.
Yeah.
That has some integrity.
Yeah, right.
And it's not going to mouth off about something.
Yeah.
That's what the NFL did with the Peyton Manning brothers. The Manning brothers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't think that was going to take off like it did. But, boy, now they're talking about putting them in the Olympics. So, you never know. It could be – Bobby could be right on the money there.
You were talking about the players that will be happening this week. Just got a text from Sandy, Robbie's uncle. And Robbie Shelton's going to be in the Players. So, I'm rooting for him so hard. I'd love to see him get that victory. He's due about time. Great to see Bud Colley playing as well. Some of those guys from Alabama.
Bud and also Nick Dunlap. You mentioned he's not having the greatest this week at Bay Hill. But, gosh, what an impact he's had on the game the last few weeks. And looks like he's got a tremendous career on the PGA Tour.
No doubt. Of course, they're running the parallel right now at the Puerto Rico Open over in Rio Grande at the Grand Reserve Golf Club. Right now leading the way is Joe Highsmith at 14 under. Vince Whaley. Some of these names you're probably not going to recognize, along with Max Grazerman. Those guys at 12 under, along with Eric Barnes. Let's see. Kevin Streelman is at 12 under. They got a host of guys in there at 12 under. So watching a little bit of that right now. Let's see. We got a minute or two here. Bobby, where are you?
I'm on the LPGA leaderboard. Yep. And we got Lydia Ko back at the top, and she is tied with two outstanding SEC players. Bailey Tardy was freshman of the year at the University of Georgia, and Sarah Schmeisel played at South Carolina. So they are tied for the lead with Lydia Ko. So that'll be fun to watch. The ladies always have that smooth, rhythmic stroke pattern. And Lydia Ko is just lighting it up again. So good luck to her. If she wins, she's automatically exempt into the ladies' LPGA Hall of Fame. So that'll be good to watch.
Yeah, and I think Bailey Tardy from Georgia, I think she became pro on the LPGA in 2018. But she has one win that was on the Epson Tour, so she's looking for her first LPGA victory. So good luck to her. Minji Lee, who's playing well, the South African, Australian, she is a T5 right now. CU Kim has been playing extremely well. I'm trying to go down here and see if we can find one of our
One of the prettiest ladies on tour is Gabby Lopez. She's at tied for 12th. She's fun to watch, has a great swing. Celine Boutier is at tied for 22nd. Another fun one.
The Frenchman.
Who do you guys like next week? Are you, any names pop in your head for players?
For the Players?
Yeah.
I can't help but not pick Scheffler. I mean, he's just playing so well on the short game. His putting's gotten better, more consistent than last year.
Just looking at the leaderboard, Justin's up there, and Brian Harman, who had a great year last year.
Yeah. I like Brian, but I'll tell you, Will Zalatoris is the one I think – I mean, he's playing well right now.
He's got the star power, appeal. Like you were talking about a Ricky Fowler. Not quite as provocative talking to the media, I guess, but he's a name. He's a guy that people follow on the golf course.
Yeah, and let's not forget Hideki Matsuyama. He's playing pretty well. Remember, he's had some back issues, but that would certainly be a name that I would throw out there. Justin Thomas.
Yeah. You brought up Harmon. I mean, this course, the Players' Championship, you don't need to hit the ball super long. Harmon doesn't do that, but he can definitely put it where he wants to put it. So that could be interesting, too, if he plays his irons well.
Yeah, I think he'll play a little bit, too, on the weather.
Yeah, true.
See what the weather does.
Always does.
All right, hey, let's take a time out. When we come back, talk maybe a little more golf. What are some of the top 10 courses, public courses, in the state of Alabama? Maybe I can throw those at you. We'll find out what's for dinner also, okay? So don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairway Sports right after this. All right, putting wraps on the fastest hour in radio, and glad that you are here with us on Southern Fairway Sports. Randy Bergen, Matt Brandt, Bobby Hall, and Oracle TV's Doug Holton. Been talking a lot of golf today. A lot of golf going on there. Bay Hill, of course, you got the Players. I love this Florida run. It kind of starts getting you ready for the Masters.
Yeah.
We're only about, 4 weeks away from the Masters, I think.
So. The 11th through the 14th, a little bit later this year.
Yeah.
But great time of year when you have leading up to the Masters and you have the Final Four coming up. It's a great time in sports.
It really is because, of course, we love March Madness. We're going to really start talking about that next week. We'll dive into that. But, Bobby, I know the Masters, you were there. Was it last year you had the opportunity to play Augusta National?
Got to play back in March. I sure did.
Elaborate on that, Bobby.
Well, it was a dream come true, certainly. But my son-in-law, Nick, works on the grounds crew there and gets to design some things. So he took me behind the scenes to see a few things, and that was the most fun. Got to play the par 3, which has been redone, and it's magnificent. And you can sit just about anywhere on that par 3 and see every hole. So it's a little more open now. There's a new cabin there, so I encourage you to go see that. But it was quite a trip.
Did you get to go into the cabin?
No, we didn't get to go into those. Didn't get to that. Everything was locked up except for the concession stands where most of the patrons go. I tell you what was unusual, Matt, was to stand on the first tee at 10:30 in the morning and look up the fairway and see nothing but cart tracks running all over the place.
Oh, my goodness.
Because they're letting the guests come in with one of the employees there in play. So there had probably been 80 to 90 rounds went out before we even teed off. And to see cart tracks going up the – now, it wasn't ruined. The golf course is in great shape. Mm-hmm. But when you go to a Masters, you don't see cart tracks on the fairway. So that was a little unusual. Bogeyed the first hole, hit it up against a tree, had to take my medicine and punch it out and made bogey. But I had a few birdies. We played the 18, played the par 3, and then went back out and played the front side again.
Nice.
Went to the back side. The back side was just backed up with all the guests there taking pictures at Amen Corner. So we went back and played the front side again.
So they let you take carts at Augusta,
yes,
though, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, they sure did. Well, they bring them in for the guests, and they want you to get around and play as much as you can.
Right,
It's a spectacular day, and Augusta treats those employees very well. They have a Christmas party every year, and they do some other things to help the families out. Mm-hmm. They have a charity organization that they put together to help some of the families when they're in need. So they love their employees. They take care of them, and it responds very well by having such a good quality golf course. But it's certainly a pleasure to play there. I can scratch that off the bucket list. Now I got to go to Torrey Pines. I got to go to Pebble Beach.
Yep.
Have you played at the Players in Jacksonville?
I have not.
Yeah. That's got to be on your list. Have you played there, Randy?
I've not played there. I've been there. I've been there many times. I know someone that has played there, and did pretty well on number 17.
Played there a few times, and the first time that 17th was pretty something spectacular. Just
elaborate on it.
An amazing day. We started out with our tee times delayed by about 3 hours because of the weather, but we all got the round in. Heading towards 17 and 18, we. Sun was setting in the background. Penn was in the Sunday location. We were playing it at about 100, and I think it was 122 yards. Nothing like the pros were. They were, I think they were 154, 145, somewhere from there. But great angle. Took that gap wedge out, and it just felt good. And then it felt really good. And then it then it looked good. And then it landed on the green and then rolled right into that cup for my first hole-in-one ever.
The pin was back right?
Back right, yeah. Over that little sand trap. Got it on video, which it still love looking at it.
So just, you took the slope down?
Took the slope down. Yeah. Yep, landed right over the top of that bunker and just rolled down. And we could see just barely the ball roll down and disappear.
Wow.
So we got to actually see it go in the cup, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, Randy made me think of when I went to the Players many, many years ago, and I parked in the parking lot out in the field somewhere and walked into the 17th tee, and there was nothing there, no, sky boxes or anything. I just walked into the tee, walked up behind the 17th tee there, and there's just like a rope, and you just watch them tee off. And now there's colossal buildings back there, sky boxes everywhere. So.
Yep.
Well, I know that was a special day for you. And the neat thing was that you have it on recording.
That's right.
You recorded it, so on video. And to be able to do that in your first time playing there and first time on the 17th and getting a hole in one for your first hole in one.
Could be something for the Twitter page there, Andy.
I would think. I would think for sure. Hey, got a minute or two left here, and then when you're going to tell us what's for dinner.
Absolutely.
Coming up in just a second. But I want to just kind of run this past you real quick because I got to ask, what are the top 10 public courses in Alabama? I'm like, well, there's quite a few that are pretty neat. Let me run through them real quick for you. Up in Scottsboro, and tell me if you've played these. In Scottsboro, Goose Pond Colony Resort, very, very nice. Green fee's only $50. Cherokee Ridge, we're going to be up there in April. They're partners of ours. Up in Union Grove, Alabama, Peninsula Golf and Racquet Club. Of course, we play there all the time. Kraft Farms Cotton Creek comes in number 7. Cypress Bend comes in number 6. Capitol Hill Golf Club in Prattville, that's the RTJ up there, comes in 5th. Number 4, Kiva Dunes. Wonderful place. Mark Steeling does a great job down there. Number 3, Gunner's Landing. That's in Gunnersville, Alabama. Number 2 is Cypress Lakes Golf and Country Club in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And then guess what the number 1 public golf course in the state of Alabama is? One of our favorite places. They got a par 3 that you just love to look down, about 189 yards.
That's right.
One of your favorite places, too.
Love it. Farm Links Golf Club.
Yep, Purcell up in Sylacauga. Yep. So the green fee right now, about $100, about a Franklin.
Yep.
If you play with the right people, it'll be paid for.
Great stay and play packages, too. Great, yeah. If you find the right person, call me.
That's right. That's right. All right, real quick, we only got a minute or so left here. What is for dinner tonight?
So I'll tell you what, we're gonna do something this is a little cooler weekend than we're maybe the last cold weekend of the winter spring area time frame. So come on down, and we're going to go with a little spice. We're going to heat it up just a little bit with the crawfish etouffee. Now, what's unique about our crawfish etouffee, we make everything in-house, but for this one in particular, we actually drain off the crawfish tails that we get from Louisiana. We drain the crawfish fat that helps us make the roux that helps make the etouffee, which makes the flavor of it just incredible. So what we're going to do, we're going to put that crawfish etouffee together. We're going to saute some crawfish tails in there. We're going to put a big dollop of rice right on top of that bowl. And then we're going to do one more thing that really adds texture, flavor, and a little more kick to it. We're going to fry in our fry batter some crawfish tails and put it on top there so that you can mix it in, chew it up, have a good time with it. That seasoning that you get from the fry batter adds a little bit more spice, a little more flavor to it. So it's a nice, warm, hearty dish that is going to make you feel nice and toasty anytime you eat it, but especially when it's cooler outside. And to finish that off, you can have a nice draft beer with that, or a nice white wine. It would be great to go with a spicy dish like that. But you got to have some dessert to just bring it back down to the South. We got our homemade key lime pie. Finish off homemade key lime pie. It'll cleanse that palate. You'll be ready to go home and relax on the couch, or go visit a golf course near you and have a good time in the afternoon.
As if we ever left the South.
That's right.
Oh, it's a great place. There's no doubt the scenery is fantastic. If you've not been to Boudreaux's, you need to check them out. They're on Highway 98, about a driver 9-iron south of the interstate.
Yep.
And that big deck back there that you have is wonderful. You got the screens. You got heaters if you need them. You can cool it off if you need to.
We do, and we're excited. Look, this is our 10th year in operation. We opened 2014 in April, so going to celebrate 10 years this year and have a good time with that. We've got our website we're working on revamping to make it even more enjoyable for you to visit and identify the things that we can do for you. And We've got a great bunch of staff. I just celebrated two staff members last week that have been there for 9 years with us. So we've got one more that'll be 10 years from day one employee that we're going to celebrate next month. So it's a lot of fun things happening. And we've really enhanced the experience out there, the atmosphere with the ability to put those screens down, put those heaters on if we need to, and turn the misting fans on when it comes
time.
So we got your atmosphere, we got your food, we got your views, and we got I'm biased, but I think the best staff on the Eastern Shore.
Good for you. Keep them happy.
Winning combination right there, Boudreaux.
Very good, very good. I remember sitting at the bar there when I came in to order, and the guy says, "Are you ready to order?" I said, "Yeah." And I was just kind of waiting for him to, you know, get a pad or something. He said, "Go ahead, I got you." And I ordered for four people, and he remembered everything.
He nailed it.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right, Bobby, you got anything?
Well, come see us at Quail Creek. We have a game for everybody. Got Wednesday seniors. We got a great bullpen. MGA's growing. They have a tournament once a month. So got a place to play for everybody. Got a new cart fleet coming in.
Good.
March 25th and 26th. We got cart paths being redone, so a lot of improvements coming your way.
Good stuff. Doug, what's on World TV this week?
Got plenty of basketball, of course. Looking forward to the tournament next week. We'll have a great show next Thursday night.
Very good. That's going to wrap it up for us. Next Saturday, we're over at Fairhope Golf Works. Be sure and check us out. Avery and JT, we're going to have a great time over there for sure. All right, for our producer, Steve Stanley, and the whole staff here, thank you for tuning in to Southern Fairway Sports. I'm Randy Berg, and have a great day. Let's say a prayer. Hit that knee. God bless America. We need help. Bye, everybody.